just had to take a chance and go make a play. We was in a man-to-man coverage, and I was a middle field safety. And I saw Randall take off running. And, you know, that's a tough play for the nickel who's on the man-to-man because he's kind of running away from him. He's running through traffic. And so I just kind of started going. And then once I confirmed that he tossed him the ball, I just tried to run the alley and make a play. And guys did a good job of setting the edge. And I was able to shoot it and make a play.
You were taking your first step before the snap?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of saw him. I saw him coming. Once he took off, I started moving like, oh, snap, here come the jet sweep. But I had to sense, you know, because I was actually middle field safety. So, like, if he fake it to him and throw a bomb, like, I'm supposed to be helping guys out. But, you know, as I started going, once I saw him give him the ball, then my momentum was already going that way. So I was able to catch him as soon as he come around the corner.
Almost as gratifying as an interception, given the fact it forces a turnover?
Oh, yeah. That's a big play. You know me, I like making big plays, man. You know, that's what I like to do.
Big play, G.
You were the one who told us this week, so we have 9 games to go this season, and 5 of those left are divisional. And now you got another divisional game. How good can this team be?
I mean, we can be as good as we want to be. You know, we showed tonight that we can move the ball offensively and score points, and we can stop teams defensively. So, I mean, we come out, prepare each and every week, play the way that we can play. You know, we're going to be a tough team. And, you know, we got weapons all across the board. We got playmakers offensively and defensively. And so this was a good win for us, good division, a road win. So now we come back home next week. We've lost our last 2 home games. So we got to get back on the road and win at home.
You segued me to that. You guys have struggled at home this year. You know, why?
Well, I mean, we've played some tough games at home,
yeah.
You know, and we just haven't found a way to win them. Yeah, you know, we've lost our last 2, and no excuse for it. We got to go back home and get some wins.
We saw some good stuff against Pittsburgh in this defense, and then obviously here tonight, prime time win. Where do you like where you're at defensively? Because this is an opportunistic defense, and where do you need to get better?
I mean, I just felt like, you know, we gave up a couple of cheap drives to this team. You know, I almost had a play at the end of the game to seal it for us, and my arms just wasn't long enough to get there. But, you know, we played pretty good. Like I said, we gave up some cheap yards at the end. You know, we can be a dominant defense. We got good run stoppers at linebacker. We got good pass rush at the D-line. And we got guys on the back end that can cover, guys that can make plays. So we just got to go out and continue to prepare and just put it together on Sundays and just have, like, complete games, you know, complete games.
We were asking Amir if this was the most complete game, and he said no, but it's a pretty good feeling when you can beat a team, put up 30 points, and only allow 10.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great feeling, you know. I mean, I tell those offensive guys, I love sitting on the sideline watching those guys play, you know. I mean, obviously I like to be out there as well, but it's a difference when I'm sitting on the sideline watching those guys chew up the clock, get first downs, keep the chains moving, because I know how frustrating that is for a defense, you know, when you can't get out the field on third downs, when you're constantly giving up plays. Like, I know how tough that is for a defense. So to see our offense doing that, I mean, it just gives us more motivation, more energy. We're sitting on the sideline, staying rested. We come back out, get another stop. Now the defense has to go right back out there. They're not happy at that point. So it was a good game. Our offense played great. We did enough on defense to hold them down and let our offense do what they do. And like I said, one of the bad things I can take out of the game is we just, you know, we let up a little bit at the end and let them get a couple of cheap scores.
How much did it set the tone, though, in the first drive that they had? They were moving the ball pretty well, and then you guys were able to not only limit them to a field goal try, but then block it.
Well, see, the thing about, and I don't know if you guys know this, but most offenses script their first 15 plays. So they came out in the first 15 plays, and, you know, they were running the plays that they had been running all week, mm-hmm. You know, plays that, you know, they were running those plays regardless of what we were going to do. That was a script. They wanted to see how we were going to respond to certain things. And, you know, they moved the ball a little bit on us, and we were able to get a blocked field goal. That's demoralizing for them. for them to come out with a quarterback, move the ball down the field, and hoping to get a touchdown. But then you don't even come away with three. And then I think the next two or three drives, it was three and out, you know what I'm saying? And our offense was just milking the clock. And so once you do that and we score points, then obviously that takes the run game away, you know? So now they can't just sit back and hand the ball off and just try to run the ball. They got to try to throw it and do things like that. So we were able to get some stops. And like I said, I got to look at the film and see some of the nuances that happened out there. But the only thing I could think of that was really – you know, probably not good. It's just, you know, giving us some cheap yardage and points at the end of the game.
That's what I was going to ask. How invincible you feel? I mean, the first series, it seemed like it was a feeling out sort of drive, but after that, they didn't move the ball.
Yeah, like I said, that's, you know, the most offenses script those first 15 plays. So they came out and ran the plays that they had probably been running every day of practice. Right. They knew what they were doing, you know, and then after that, now it becomes a chess match, and you call them plays against what we're trying to do, and we were able to adjust and make some plays and get them off the field. And like I said, our offense being able to control the ball the way they did helped a lot.
Did you guys feel like Humley couldn't beat you? I mean, if he had made him be the one that had to beat you?
We were playing good. You know, we felt like the only way they could beat us is getting a big play. And so long as we kept the big play off of us, we felt like, you know, it'd be hard for them to just drive the ball, nickel and dime it all the way down the field and beat us. So as long as we kept the ball, you know, from going over our head, giving up big plays, we felt like we would be in good shape.
And 4-4 seems a lot different than, you know, 3-4 last week. I mean, just like you guys are right in the thick of this
yeah.
race now.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
walk away from this feeling.
I mean, you know, we're right where we want to be. I think we were 4-4 at some point last year. And so we get to come home next week and play a game and, you know, go out and try to get another win and keep it rolling.
You might have been asked this, but what did you see on that fourth down stop that you had?
I saw opportunity to make a play. And, you know, for me, that's what I look for. I just I look for opportunities. I think my teammates trust me. My coaching staff trust me to make good decisions and go make a play. And that was a situation where I just kind of came out the middle of the field and I kind of saw it happening. And a lot of times on fourth down, you know, if they hand that ball off, it's tough for the defensive end to make a stop, and he can get around the corner and fall forward for 2 or 3 yards. So once I saw him take off, the timing of it was like, oh, man, this is a jet sweep. And so I kind of started moving that way, like just vacated the middle of the field. And at the snap of the ball, I saw him touch it and then just kind of hand it off to the running back. So I knew that Randa Cobb had the ball, so I just kept going. My momentum was headed that way, and I just kept going. And Allie opened up as soon as he came around the end when I was right there. So, you know, it was one of those things that it was a good play.
What does the second win at Lambeau for this team in the last couple of decades mean to you guys?
It means a lot, you know. I mean, we can come on the road and play in a tough environment and get a win. You know, everybody looks at it and says, well, Aaron Rodgers didn't play. Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is only one guy. You know, he doesn't play defense. He doesn't play special teams. He doesn't catch the ball. He throws the ball. And so, he can make certain throws that and certain plays that, you know, Huntley didn't make. But, I mean, Jordy Nelson is still out there. Devontae Adams is still out there. The running game is still out there. So for us, hey, man, we line up and play with who's ever out there and come in here and get a win, a big division win for us, we'll take it.
You said you felt like you guys were more in control in this win compared to the last win at Lambeau. Did you get that sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, defensively, I'm sitting on the sideline just watching our offense, and it's a great feeling to see them just getting first down at the first down at the first down and milking the clock. And I'm sitting there with my jacket on under the heater, like, I'm straight, man. These boys balling. Like, I'm sitting there looking at Matt throw those passes. I'm like, man, this guy's throwing the rock tonight, man. So it was fun to see, you know. It was fun to see those guys out there and moving the ball and having fun and making big plays. And for us as a defense, you know, the less we're out there, the better we're doing, you know. So
I like,
I'm sitting under the jacket, got my hat on, got the heat blowing on me. Y'all thought I was cold over there. Nah, I was straight.